I'm going to be reading from John chapter 1. I'll begin reading with verse 1. In the genealogy of Jesus, Matthew takes us back to Abraham. Luke, in his writings, take us back to Adam. But John, here in the first chapter of John, he takes us way back to the beginning, and he writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." John saw Jesus. John saw Jesus, but before he saw him, he heard about him. He read about him. He had read about the virgin that would conceive and bear a child, and that his name would be called Emmanuel. He read about a child upon whom shoulders the government would rest upon. He had read about the one called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. He had read about the Prince of Peace. He had read about the one who would sit upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to establish it with judgment and with justice forever and forever. He had read about him who would grow up as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He read about him who would be wounded for our transgressions, who would be bruised for our iniquities. Yes, John had read about him, and no doubt he had wondered many times if he would be alive when Jesus would actually appear in the flesh. Don't we do the same thing? We who have waited for the return of our Lord, who have read about it many times in the Bible, who have prayed, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." And then we wonder, will we be alive when he actually comes to take us back to be with him, to be with him forever? I believe that that was some of the thoughts that went through the Apostle John's mind during those years when he would read about it and think about it, and he and his friends would talk about it. But as God would have it, one day, as he stood upon the shores of the Jordan River, there, standing among them, though he did not know who it was, until John the Baptist pointed him out and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." Oh, how John's heart must have leaped within him. Oh, yes, John saw Jesus. John saw Jesus as he performed miracle after miracle. He saw him as Jesus with the finger of God cast out devils, as Jesus healed the sick and cleansed the leper. John saw that. And then the Bible tells us that Jesus takes with him Peter, James, and John and leads them up into a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His raiment became shining, exceedingly white as snow, such as no fuller on earth could whiten them. And there appeared unto them Elijah and Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. John saw this. Oh, how his heart must have leaped within him. And the Bible says that there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." It was the same voice that John heard at the baptism of Jesus, which said, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased." If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.